All right. We are back, and we are back with a guy that I've been waiting to talk to on the show for a while. He's Andrew Morton, MPPJD. My God, what a bunch of initials there. Andrew's a partner in Handler Thayer, LLP, and the chair of the firm's Sports and Entertainment Law Group. His innovative practice operates at the intersection of celebrity and philanthropy, comprising all aspects of high-profile, nonprofit engagement from initial formation of the tax-exempt 50C3 to the ongoing oversight, compliance, governance, and reporting consistent with legal requirements and best practices. Andrew, welcome to the show.
I appreciate the introduction. Couldn't have written it better myself.
Yeah, I know. Hey, by the way, I appreciate the great introduction you wrote for yourself.
Yeah.
Now, listen, man, tell me a little bit about celebrity and philanthropy. You know, we all see these high-flying movie stars and sports people, and don't they just do this to look good?
They may, but they're doing it. From my perspective, celebrity philanthropy is really it's about philanthropy, and it's not my job to know what's between their ears. I don't really care what their motivations are. In some respects, I care that they're doing it, and I'm lucky enough to work with just some amazing folks who are doing their best to sort of, you know, as I cliche say, leverage celebrity into philanthropy. Use that profile. And take advantage of the fact that we live in a world where the general public seems to care what celebrities are eating and what they're wearing and who they're marrying and who they're divorcing and who they're cheating on, and maybe they care about what causes they're going to give to. And if we can use that profile to help encourage folks to get involved in the nonprofit sector, I'm all for it.
Well, now there's people that are a profile of a people that give. There's a profile of people that don't. Tell me, who's the person that's most likely to give? What type of person do you work with?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, there's a perception out there, I think, that the only way to do celebrity philanthropy is to be the Tiger Woods, to be the Peyton Manning, to be, you know, the super A-lister. And I've made it my mission to send a message that is fundamentally not true. In a very ironic way, it's easier to have impact with $50,000 than with $50 million.
Wait a minute.
I'll explain that. It's, you know, when an organization or an individual goes out and just raises millions and millions of dollars for the nonprofit sector, it's fantastic. And of course, you know, I'm all for it. We're all in favor of that. It's just very difficult to sort of touch the impact that you made. And I believe very strongly that the future of philanthropy is to connect people and connect their contributions with the impact they're making. So, you know, you may have a very high profile event like a Stand Up to Cancer that raises tens of millions of dollars. And like I said, that's fantastic. But I don't want that to be the expense of, you know, the backup left tackle for the Cincinnati Bengals who can't raise $10 million, but he may be able to raise $10,000 or $20,000 and provide sports equipment for the high school system where he went to school. He may be able to fund a soup kitchen in the city where he plays professional football. And that is just as important. And, you know, it's sort of one of the thrills in my career that I get to sit in my car and have a 300-pound guy in the passenger seat and pull up to a parking lot and say, see those kids out there with the shiny new helmets? See the swagger they got now? That's because you bought them. And I get to see 300-pound linemen crying in my passenger seat, and it's just a fantastic experience.
Well, you've got a 205-pound real estate executive doing the same thing while you're talking to him on the radio.
You look much better on the radio.
Yeah, I know I do. Keep them coming, Andrew. You're not coming on. Actually, I can't wait to have you on again. We talked beforehand. I can't wait to get to some of the good stories. In fact, tell me a couple of the good stories that we were talking about. Let's start out with one that was about a celebrity that mismanaged their foundation, and then let's start with one. Then let's tell another one about how the celebrity or football player or whatever athlete really made a big impact. I know you've got a couple of real good stories. Let's hear a couple.
Well, it's unfortunately there are those who get into philanthropy because that's what the other guys in the locker room are doing, or that's what the other folks on the movie set are doing. I'm not going to suggest that everybody who does it for the right reasons and does it correctly, you know, just the same way that the general public tends to follow what the next person's doing, well, so do these people. And, you know, but one of the things I always communicate to my clients or to the folks that may be my clients is, you know, it may be a nonprofit, it may be philanthropy, but it's a business and it needs to be run by a business. You know, it is not just sort of kumbaya, peace and love, I'm doing nonprofit work, therefore I'm doing good. There are plenty of examples where nonprofits are doing absolutely nothing, and there are examples, candidly, where they're making things worse. You know, it is not the case that just because you're in the nonprofit sector, you're being effective and you're doing a good thing. So it's important to communicate that, you know, before you get involved in this sort of an endeavor, you have to know what you're getting into, and what you're getting into is starting a business. I mean, a nonprofit is a corporation. They have a whole lot in common with Microsoft and mobile. You know, you have to file annual reports. You have to have compliance policies. You have to have board meetings. It's not just a pet project to have on the side. And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, I will get the folks who learn that the hard way. And more often than not, though, I have the opportunity to meet with folks who haven't gotten there yet, and we can talk about exactly what's involved and how best to move forward.
You were telling me a great story that ties into the Miami Dolphins and the Sylvester Cancer Center and the Ride DCC. Everybody go to @RideDCC and sign up to contribute. Tell me your story about the Dolphins and cancer, because this is the one that you're going to do it again, make a 205-pound real estate executive cry. Go for it, buddy. I already got the tissues.
Well, I was, absolutely. I mean, I was lucky enough to be introduced to an executive with the Miami Dolphins who put me in touch with someone who your listeners may remember. He's a police officer named Andrew Brooks. His son, Dylan, about 2 years ago, at 8 years old, was diagnosed with a rare form of brain cancer and battled hard for about a year and passed away about a year ago.
Wow.
In memory of Dylan, the Police Benevolent Association took contributions, and I've worked with Andrew to start a 501c3 that is going to provide care and outreach and support services for the families of those whose children are suffering from rare forms of cancer and, wow, and other terminal diseases. And he's an amazing guy. In fact, I'm hoping that he has the chance to call in at some point soon. And you know, this is just a great example of how, you know, with the Miami Dolphins support, with the Miami Dolphins sort of making people aware of Dylan's story, they were able to generate significant charitable contributions that we now can turn right around and give back to the community and to those who need it by supporting these families.
Andrew, first of all, I want to say God bless you. Second of all, I want to ask you a favor. Can you stick in through the break with us? Because we're going to have to take a break right now, but then we're going to come back. I've got a couple more questions I want to ask, especially about this thing you're going to do with UM starting next year. Big D, let's go out. Then we're going to come back. Can you stick with us for another segment, Andrew?
Never ask twice for me to keep talking.
Yeah, that I could tell already. All right, we'll be back with Andrew talking celebrities and philanthropy. D, take us out and then bring us back. All right, everybody. You know it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more when I leased my Infinities, and I got a bunch of them from these guys. I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is a package of benefits called... oh my gosh, their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. I knew I left out a word. You can get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. I love the rhythm I get while I'm doing this. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. See, I found my rhythm again. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always in rhythm, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
If you're looking to connect your business and your rainmakers with South Florida's best business opportunities, then you need to get connected with South Florida Business and Wealth. To learn more, visit sfbwmag.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on with Andrew Morton. Andrew, to make it short, is the attorney for the celebrities and sports stars that want to do philanthropy. He's the celebrity philanthropy attorney. Andrew, you still there?
I'm still here.
I didn't read your intro that time. Sorry, I hope I did you all right.
I like that one better.
All right, cool. We got Drew Brooks holding. You think you want to talk to the guy?
I would love to talk to Officer.
Big D? Mr. Brooks, are you the Officer Brooks? Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, well, got you on with Andrew. I think he's got a couple things you want to tell him. Go right ahead.
Andrew, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm glad you had a chance to call in.
I just wanted to call in and let them know the fine work that you're doing. When my son had passed away from brain cancer, and I wanted to give back, and I didn't know, kind of lost and not knowing what to do, and I got a hold of Mr. Morton and got my team done off the ground. We're still in the process of the 501c3 status, but if it wasn't for Andrew, I'd probably be lost somewhere trying to figure out how to do it.
Well, God bless you, Officer Brooks. Is there a website where people can go to take a look at that?
Right now, you can go on Facebook. Just type in Team Dylan, and there'll be lots of pictures. And we just ran a 5K. I ran in, honoring my son at a camp he used to attend. They were having a fundraiser, so I got out there with my wife and a couple of friends, and we ran the 5K in honor of him. And there's lots of good other pictures on there. We'll be updating it as we go along. And soon we're going to launch a separate website. It'll be teamdylan.org. It's still in the getting it together. But we appreciate Mr. Morton's guidance on all this stuff.
Well, Officer Brooks, I can only tell you I want to thank you for calling in today. I want to bless you, and I want to say thank you for allowing us to honor you and your son on our show today.
We appreciate it, and when you do things like this, and you're trying to, it's not only the monetary, but to be there for other people, and honor my son that way too by helping others who are in this unfortunate situation.
But we honor you. We honor your son. Are you going to be at the Ride DCC event?
Yeah, I'll be volunteering my time to help out in different ways. Again, that was started by the great Jim Mandich, who I had the opportunity to meet before he passed away, and he was a great man, and I'm always happy to volunteer time to help out causes like that, even before it afflicted my family.
Well, God bless you, Officer. We really do appreciate you calling in and letting us know how we can get involved as you honor your son.
I appreciate it. Appreciate the time. Thanks, Andrew, again.
See you, Drew.
All right.
That was Officer Drew Brooks, one of Andrew's, I'll just say, people he helps change the world every day. Hey, there's kids at UM that you're going to help them change the world, too. Tell me a little bit about that, Andrew.
Yeah, it's an interesting program that was launched a few years ago. It's an executive MBA program specifically designed for artists and athletes, for those who have a public profile. And the idea is that this is a specially designed business degree to help educate them on how to take their public, their sort of public awareness, their public status, and leverage it into business opportunities. What we've done is also build out a philanthropy side. So again, it's all about leveraging celebrity into philanthropy. So as part of this program, which is going to be starting in the next month or so at the University of Miami, the business school, it will help these folks not only learn how to apply, you know, their celebrity toward these business opportunities, but also to get into the nonprofit space and find out what their passion is. You know, what is it that drives them from a philanthropic standpoint, and what's the best way for them to help move that mission forward as well.
Well, I can only shamelessly shill right now and say we'd love to get some of your clients together with Lauren's kids to help protect some of the young kids that get abused. So we'll talk off the air about that, but love to talk to you about that. Now, we've got a new sponsor on the show, Kind Snacks. Have you ever heard of Kind Snacks? They support people doing kind stuff.
I support Kind quite a bit. I'm sitting in my car right now and looking at my glove box. There's probably about a dozen and a half of them.
Now, what's your favorite flavor? Because I'm going to make sure we get you a box of those.
Well, I'm a salted caramel chocolate guy.
Oh, I love those too.
Good stuff.
Oh, they are good stuff. Now, let's get back on this. Now, you represent athletes. You represent celebrities. Dee, how much time do we have left? That's it in the whole show? Okay, we got 2 minutes together, and then I'm going to have 2 minutes for my wrap. Okay, we're getting the hand signals. Can you read between the lines? I know you can. All right, now we've got 2 minutes left with you, Andrew. So what's the difference between a celebrity and an athlete?
I call athletes a subset. I mean, you know, I say celebrity generally to me, and, you know, actors, singers, chefs, you know, teams, leagues, you know, anybody or anything that has the ability to move public opinion.
Okay, so it's the same thing. Then the athletes and the celebrities are kind of the same, and you said that the athletes are a subset. Can you tell us another cool story? You got about a minute left.
That other one, that narrows it down to about 300. So, here's all I'll say as you're sort of winding down. I'll ask myself the question and then answer it. Is, you know, I'm often asked, you know, when it comes to celebrity philanthropy, you know, aren't these guys just doing it for the tax break? Aren't they just doing it to make themselves look good? And the short answer is absolutely not. You know, legally speaking, there is no tax break to a celebrity who takes the fairly spectacular step of starting a 501c3. There's no tax break any different than you or I who write a check out of our checkbook, you know, to the United Way or the Boys and Girls Club. You get a deduction on your taxes. That's it. There's no extra deduction for doing it yourself and creating your own organization. But there is a tremendous, tremendous commitment that's required. So, you know, when I hear people say that it's just a self-interested kind of thing and they're just doing it because they're rich and they're looking to hide money, that is, you know, not only legally and factually wrong, but it's just sort of philosophically missing the point. I mean, these are people who, in most cases, grew up in the athlete side, especially from underprivileged environments, and made their way to success. And this is their way to give back.
Andrew, I gotta go. Can you come back and tell me more good stories?
I would love to come back and tell you more stories. I'll
All right.
talk faster.
All right, you'll talk faster next time. I want to thank Andrew Morton from Handler Thayer.